Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, as part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator, was created to assist small, emerging, minority, and women-owned businesses to become competitive and successful. Here are some of the businesses that they've helped.
Hello, my name is Darlene St. Romain. I'm the CEO of Sylvia's Care and Companions Healthcare Services. Central Louisiana Business Incubator assists my agency with marketing by creating a commercial and a business website. They also assisted with the accreditation of my agency.
I am Fanny Gordon, owner and operator of Fanny Silks and Scents. They help my business to grow. For instance, improve sales tools and product marketing.
I'm Ivy Anna Stewart, owner of Soulscapes. I want to take this opportunity to thank the Diversity in Action for acknowledging and actively reaching out to our diversity firms here in Alexandria.
Diversity in Action is a free service for small businesses as a part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator. For more information, call 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107.
Alexandria Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services, specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204. Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. You can go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this Thursday morning, April the 11th, if you're just getting started. It's 7:37, and if you have not ventured out, it is wet and windy and cool outside. So make sure that kids are dressed appropriately. Make sure that you're giving yourself enough time to get there safely, because this is one of those mornings where driving in is going to be slow. Wet roads, slick interstates and highways. So please give yourself enough time to get there. And as always, we like to remind you about school kids, school zones, and those crossing guards that are working so hard to make sure that our kids stay safe. So if that's you this morning, you're traveling in, you gotta just slow down. It's slow going this morning and it's wet outside. Just when we thought the cool weather was gone, it seems as though it's back again. So we're in for some rainy weather today, so be careful this morning as you're traveling in. Also wanna remind you that you can connect with the OPT Network at our offices located at 3717 Government Street, Suite Number 2, Alexandria, Louisiana. Zip it up with 71302. We get all of your correspondence, all of your letters, all of your information at that address. And so we want to thank those people who reach out to us. You can also phone us at our offices at 318-445-5658. And our website is another great resource. Any of the shows that we have premiered, any of the authors, the artists, the poets, they're all right there on our website at www.onpointcxmas.com. And our web editor does such an incredible job that a lot of people are still asking me about the hormone diet. A lot of people are still inquiring, still trying to figure it out. Well, you can go to our website and Dr. Natasha Turner's information is there, and it'll take you directly to her website. There's also a number on her website. A lot of people are asking about some of the supplements that she has available. And I said to a lady just yesterday, you can simply pick up the phone and they can give you more information. And we look forward to having Dr. Turner back. It was such an impactful show. So many women and men have realized that hormones are critically important in just weight loss and good health. So just go to our website and all of the information is there. We'd love to share that information with you. You know, as the morning is getting started, I don't know about you, but this morning, one of the things that we were sharing with our son on the way into school is to finish strong. You know, spring break is over, no more holidays. And sometimes our kids get just a little bit lackadaisical. They get laxed and just kind of pull back. And so this morning, we want to encourage you to encourage your kids to make sure that they stay on the grind. Make sure that they finish strong. School is just about to come to a close, and you don't want these last days to be, you know, slowful. We have to impress upon our kids that, you know what, this is the time that they got to dig deep. This is the time that they have got to stretch themselves and get the best out of themselves. And so as we were reminding our son about that this morning, we wanted to remind you as well. I know kids are ready for summer vacation. They're tired, and they kind of just seem like they want to quit. And one of the things in our household is, no matter what happens, we don't quit. And as we remind our kids, you know what? It reminds us not to get so filled with anxiety and stress and pressure and what happened yesterday, what happened last week. If you are feeling that this morning, I always say it, find your center, take a deep breath, slow down, and just reassure yourself that all is well. And I'm going to tell you what, no matter what those challenges have been, if you just stand in the pocket like a quarterback, looking for the right receiver, you just stand in the pocket and wait and just refuse to quit, those things that you're hoping for, those things that you're believing for, you'll see the manifestation. So if that's you this morning, you've had a tough week, well, it's almost over. We want to remind you, don't get anxious, stand in the pocket, and don't quit. You're on point, everybody. It's 7:42. We're going to take a quick break here, but we'll be back right after this. Stay with us.
Your health comes first, and Amerigroup is your first choice. Amerigroup is proud to serve the Bayou Health Program enrollees in Louisiana. Amerigroup is a managed care organization and will help you arrange for you and your family to continue getting the Medicaid and LACHIP benefits you need to stay healthy. Amerigroup offers these benefits through the Louisiana Bayou Health Program. At Amerigroup, the health plans have been helping families like yours across the country since 1996. For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart, it's still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC. Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern. Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Painted Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Open your mind to a fresh new world of taste at McDonald's. Introducing the spectacular new Premium McWrap, a dazzling fusion of tender, crispy, or grilled chicken and fresh veggies, all wrapped up in three phenomenal flavors: chicken and bacon, chicken and ranch, and sweet chili chicken. It's an astonishing, tasty experience that will pull you in again and again. The irresistible Premium McWrap, a whole new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's Thursday, April 11th, and it's 7:47. If you're just getting started this morning, this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by Amerigroup Real Solutions, taking care of families since 1996. You have Medicaid and LaChip, well, they're changing. And now what you've got to do to make sure that you're on point with the right health care for you and for your family, during open enrollment, you have to make sure that you choose the right group. Amerigroup Real Solutions is Real Solutions in Healthcare, and this is how you do it. All you've got to do is phone 1-855-229-6848 and say, I'd like Amerigroup Real Solutions to be my solution in healthcare, and they'll make sure that they get it taken care of for you. Also, First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. Like a good neighbor, your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, is serving Rapides Parish and surrounding areas. No question is too large or too small when it comes to home, auto, or life insurance. State Farm agent Rosa Fields and her team is on point to help you. Here's the number, 318-487-1881. Also, Hickson Automotive Group, they're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, www.hicksonhasit.com. Log on 24/7, www.hicksonhasit.com. And this morning, you know, at the top of the show, I was talking about making sure that our kids finish strong, making sure that they don't quit, but also making sure that we don't quit. And this morning, the thing that fell on my heart to share with you this morning is anxiety and how anxiety comes in to steal those things that we know that we can do. And it doesn't just steal from us, it steals from our kids. You know, now we're moving into high-stakes testing coming up very soon. A lot of things are going on for our kids to finish up strong. And anxiety, I believe, is at the root of that. And anxiety is really defined as an overwhelming sense of apprehension. In other words, fear. And it then manifests itself into psychological signs like sweating and tension and increased pulse, and doubt and concern. And so this morning, if you're having little bouts with anxiety, we want to take this opportunity to encourage you that you can beat anxiety. And it starts with reassuring yourself. It starts with centering yourself. It starts with knowing that you know what you know. And in that, we need to make sure that not only we're prepared, but that our kids are prepared. And what that means is maybe shutting down some of the media that consumes us and consumes our families, and openly talking to our kids and checking with them and seeing what is going on in their world. Oftentimes, our kids are overcome by test anxiety, especially when it comes to high-stakes testing. The do-or-die kind of situations. And as parents, when we begin to reassure our kids, I don't know about for you, but for us, it's reassuring when we reassure. And so what it says is that we can be successful when we have prepared and we have done all of the things that we know to do. Then we can root out that fear. But if you never talk about it, if you never confront it, it will go in and it will eat away at your children's psyche like a cancer. And it eats away at the psyche of adults as well. And so this morning, I don't know, I just got this morning as I was in our quiet time, DC and I, we were every morning, we just take a few minutes first thing in the morning and we just have meditation time. We talk about our day. And this morning, I really got a sense that anxiety is at the root of a lot of our problems. And then I started to search myself for anxiety. And sometimes anxiety can come in such subtleties that you don't even realize that they're there. And so this morning, I just want to encourage you to make sure that you're not allowing anxiety to prevent you from doing the things that you know how to do. Isn't that something? Something like fear and anxiety will make you think that you can't do what you know how to do. And it will make you systematically doubt yourself. And so that this morning, if that is happening to you or you're finding that that is something that's going on, you need to take a minute and you need to reassure yourself that you are capable, that you are able, and that you can. And that no matter what the failures were in the past, no matter how things tried to come against your mind, you need to really suppress that negative self-talk and you need to replace that with some good, positive things. Like, I can do it. I have done it. And see, what happens is those forces of evil that come in to try to attack your mind and tell you that you can't, if you don't open up your mouth and say something to the contrary, then you will start to believe that. And then if you're having anxiety, what you've got to do is look back to your past and look back to those things that you were successful at. It may have been a project on your job. It may be something that you needed to do. It for students, it could have been a paper that you had to write and you just didn't know for the life of you how you would get it done. Can you remember in college, like sometimes you were so swamped and every instructor felt like their class was the only class that you had, and you were saying to yourself with anxiety, how in the world am I going to get all of this done? Well, you know what? You didn't necessarily know how you would do it, but at the end of the day, everything was done and you made it through. And so I think that that's what happens. I think we forget to look at our past victories. We forget about those when we're in the thrust of feeling anxious and feeling overcome and feeling fearful. And I know I've been talking to a lot of people that have been going through so many things. And the things that we go through, if we're not careful, they make us fearful. They make us fearful about our talents, our innate God-given talents that we have. And then you start getting nervous about things that you could really do in your sleep. And it makes no sense. And when you call it what it is, and you identify it, watch how much of a weight is going to be lifted off. And this morning, that's what I was feeling. I started feeling just anxious. And then I started asking myself, well, what is that about? What are you anxious about? sometimes we're anxious and we don't even know. We're anxious about expectations, about things to come. You know, we only get grace for today. So you've got that grace today. You can walk in it and you can expect that no matter what the weather looks like, no matter how it's changed, no matter what's going on, that you've got grace for today and you can walk in that today. So I hope that this is a word that encourages you. There's so much research that's been conducted on anxiety, but really, it is what it is. You got to call it what it is. Anxiety is a great way and a pretty way of saying, I'm scared. And once you go ahead and identify that, then you can start to deal with it. Be assured today that you know what you know. Be assured today that your gifts and your talents make room for you, and make that affirmation and move forward. It's 7:55. You're on point. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you what's on point. Stay with us.
Stop pulling your hair out trying to find the perfect bed. The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and why wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered? At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Sinlaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
It's time for your annual checkup, for your finances, that is. Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union is once again offering free financial checkups. Visit either of their Alexandria branches or their Pineville branch during the month of April to sit down with one of their money doctors to review your financial situation and your free credit report.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Visit heartcu.org for more information and to find out how you can become a member today. That's Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union, where it pays to be a member. Call 619-1900. That's 619-1900. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Avoyelles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Avoyelles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Avoyelles Parish. For more information on Avoyelles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelavoyelles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avoyelles Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Open your mind to a fresh new world of taste at McDonald's. Introducing the spectacular new Premium McWrap. A dazzling fusion of tender, crispy, or grilled chicken and fresh veggies, all wrapped up in three phenomenal flavors. Chicken and bacon, chicken and ranch, and sweet chili chicken. It's an astonishing, tasty experience that will pull you in again and again. The irresistible Premium McWrap. A whole new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Smart talk for smart people.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital, always working to make sure that our community is safe and healthy. What am I talking about? Those free mammograms. Yes, free mammograms. All you've got to do is phone 318-487-1122 and ask Diane Kitts how you can connect with getting your free mammogram. This is for women who are uninsured and underinsured. If you're 40 years old or older, you can get your mammogram done absolutely free. Once again, here's the number, 318-487-1122. Also, McDonald's of Pineville. Now, if you're just joining us this morning, it's a minute after 8 o'clock. It's April the 11th. It's Thursday. And just when you thought it was time to break out the shorts, you need long sleeves and maybe a jacket. It is cool. It is wet. And it was windy when we came in. And it is raining this morning. So give yourself enough time to get there safely. And remember that school zones are in effect until 9 a.m. Well, this morning, what's on point is the Food Bank of Central Louisiana, something that is near and dear to our heart. And we're joined this morning by the executive director of the Food Bank of Central Louisiana, Jane Wright Velez. Jane, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Always so much going on at the Food Bank.
That's true. There's true. There are no dull moments in our world.
Absolutely. And we're seeing more and more that instead of the need decreasing for food, the need seems to be increasing.
It does. It really does. It, you know, the lines are longer.
Mm-hmm.
When we first started doing direct distribution a few years ago, typically the heavy time was at the end of the month. We didn't necessarily see so many people come to us for help at the first part of the month. And this is the second week of the month, and we're already being slammed. It just was so many people coming, in addition to our food pantries needing more food, and just the pace of everything is, just, I guess, with everything in general is increasing, but it seems like there are more and more people that are coming to us for help.
Absolutely, and it's something that people who listen to the show know it's near and dear to our heart, and we volunteer at least once a month with the Food Bank of Central Louisiana, and we're seeing more seniors in need. But you're right, we're seeing more and more people at the food bank needing help to feed themselves and to feed their families.
That's right. More people that are working that are coming to us for help. They're not able to make ends meet with, you know, the cost of everything going up, you know, and food certainly hasn't gotten less expensive. It's only going to continue to go up with the economy, and we just, you know, we're working to try to serve everybody that is in need and to be sure that we're reaching as many people as we can. And of course, that always creates a delicate balance between what we actually have and what we can actually do.
Mm-hmm.
So, supply and demand, you know, that old argument, it affects us as well. And so we're always looking for places to partner with. We had a really successful campaign with the Why Not Stops and St. Romain Oil. You know, you may have seen that come in the other day. They did a campaign for peanut butter.
Right. We saw that.
And they just did a phenomenal job. Raised so much more than I ever thought. I was like, wow.
Do you know what the final total was on that?
They had 4,800 jars of peanut butter, and they raised over $15,000.
Wow. Yeah. And, you know, as you were talking about the need and the demand, you kind of took a side that people can't see, but I can feel it and I see it. And there's always the pressure to keep the food bank stocked.
Oh, yes. There's definite pressure there because and it's different for different programs. You're looking, you know, peanut butter is one of those things that I call it gold because it can work for any program. But you're always chasing donated food, always, and looking for it.
What does that feel like, Jane? Because you're always having to ask, and we talk about it, and what people don't really, I don't know if people necessarily understand the need for a lot of people, and most especially our seniors, but not even relegated just to seniors, but people in general that are trying to feed their families. There is a need. Is there such a pressure for you to be able to keep up with it?
Well, there is. It's just something that's always there. Yesterday morning, I got a call on Tuesday, and yesterday morning I had to go down to Baton Rouge because the House was taking public testimony on HB1, which is the budget bill.
Right.
And so the food banks are once again going back to the legislature and requesting money to buy food from Louisiana farmers, fishermen, and companies so that we help the economy of the state as well, but making sure that they understand that they don't need to forget the least of these in their budget priorities. But, you know, like I told them, I know you've got a chaotic situation on your hands, but when you're setting priorities and looking at the good of the whole, you need to remember the folks that we serve. And we had asked our clients to actually write a message to the legislature on paper plates. So
wow.
We gave them empty paper plates.
Wow.
And my colleagues weren't able to be there, so I was sort of the lone ranger representing the food banks. But we requested $5 million. So,
and so now you're just kind of fingers crossed and prayerful? Or,
oh, no, you got to work this situation. This is just the first step. In order to get money from the legislature, you have to go on record as requesting it. And that's the reason you got to get in there for public testimony. And so the House will work on the budget and get it to a point where they think it's ready and then pass it to the Senate. And, of course, the Senate typically likes to change things up, and then they have to come back and agree on it.
Right.
And so we have to stay with it to make sure that somebody is, you know, speaking for us during all those negotiations and backroom deals that,
right.
You know, the food banks aren't forgotten. And so we may not, chances are we're not going to get $5 million. But whatever we get is more than we have now. So
absolutely. So that's just another one of the jobs that you have to add to your plate is making sure that the state somehow includes the food bank into their budget.
Yes. Yes. That's just one more thing. But it's all right. It's good. You know, that's my job. Like I told them, I'm here to represent the people who can't be here.
Absolutely. And I think it's so critical for people listening, what you said, and the word says it. Remembering the least of me. God said, when you've done it unto the least of me, he counts that you have done it unto him. And sometimes in our busy lives, we forget about the least of them. And as we travel delivering those food boxes, we see so many people that come up to the OPT cruiser and say, how can I get on the program?
Exactly. You know, we serve over 22,000 people each month through our network of member agencies and food pantries, shelters, soup kitchens. But when you look at the need, there's almost 80,000 people in Central Louisiana that live below the poverty guidelines. And so you know that the need is much greater than we're reaching. And we
right.
have such a big job to do. But your comment about the least of these, that's the words I used yesterday, that they need to remember them. Don't forget.
Absolutely. And sometimes we do forget. But for those people that are saying, you know, I'd like to be a part of it. And DC and I say every time we deliver food boxes that it is one of the most rewarding things that we can do. And it's such a small thing. But what we understand from being there and seeing all of the people is that there is a constant need for food donations.
Absolutely. You know, we always need food. If you're cleaning out a pantry, if you've decided you know you're changing your diet, you want whatever you're doing, and you decide you've got a few cans that you're not going to use, always you can just drop them by the food bank. It all adds up.
And somebody's trash is another person's treasure, something that maybe you bought, it was the wrong thing. And there's no food donation that's too small or too large that people can donate to you guys.
That is absolutely right. We will take one can, we will take a case, a pallet, a truckload. We're good. We'll take it.
And so you guys have some things going on right now that we need to talk about.
Well, there's actually a grant. The first thing is for folks that are online and, you know, into Facebook and that type of stuff, there's a grant that we're competing for with Walmart, and you go on to Facebook and you can vote for the food bank once a day.
Wow.
But we're competing against lots of other food banks in much larger markets, so I have no idea if we're going to get it or not. I mean,
well,
let's
give people where they can go to that website. Is it www.facebook.com/Walmart?
That's okay. I don't know. I don't do Facebook, so if you see it right there, maybe it's better if you say it.
It's www.facebook.com/Walmart. And visitors to the page can go and award one vote a day for their favorite program. And so at this point, what we're hoping is that people, especially those Facebookers, and they are numerous, will go in and take the time and vote for the Food Bank of Central Louisiana to try to get some of that money.
Yes, that would be awesome.
This is critical. Now, you've also got some other things coming up.
Well, we've got a couple things that are ongoing.
Okay.
One of them is a campaign with the state income tax. There's a checkoff for the Louisiana Food Bank Association. If you've got a refund coming, you can donate part or all of your refund to the food banks. It's just a simple checkoff on your return. That's one thing that we've been able to accomplish with the legislature. And last year, that little process raised $42,000. So,
wow.
So, you know, every little bit that you have, it all adds up.
Absolutely. Say that again. How can people connect with that?
When you do your state income taxes, and they'll be due on May 15th, you can donate to the food banks by a series of checkoff boxes at the end of the return that you can designate part or all of your refund.
Wow.
Or if you just want to donate, you can check the box for the Louisiana Food Bank Association, and that money will come to the food banks.
Wow, amazing. $42,000?
Yes.
You know what? This is such a critical part of our community and giving back. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is doing so many amazing things. We're going to take a quick break here. You're on point, everybody, but we're back right after this. Stay with us.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and First Name Service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, People Care by Caring People, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. Can you believe it? It's already 17 minutes after the hour, after the top of the hour, 8 o'clock. Today is Thursday already. I don't know where the week has gone. But let me just remind you that this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by Get Wired Satellites. You can phone them at 318-767-2220 and American Wholesale Mattress. I can't tell you enough about how important a good night's sleep is. And it starts with sleeping on the right mattress. Now through the 15th, if you go to American Wholesale Mattress located at 717 MacArthur Drive and say, listen, I heard it on the OPT Network that when I purchase my new mattress, I won't have to pay any taxes. Or when I purchase my new Tempur-Pedic, I can get $300 in products. Let me tell you something. There is no better team than there is at American Wholesale Mattress. They are on point. Kara and David are there to help you. You can phone them at 318-443-9524, but you really just you've got to go in and you've got to lie on those mattresses and you got to figure out what works for you, especially if you're not waking up in the morning refreshed and revitalized and ready to go. Also, the City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action program. Now, if you're just joining us this morning, we're joined by Jane Wright Velez. She is the executive director of the Food Bank of Central Louisiana, and their mission really is simple. It is to support, you know, the communities that they serve, supporting over 22,000 people every single month in our community. And you know what? We just want to impress upon you how important it is to make sure that you get involved, that you do what you can do to help this movement to be successful. Every dollar donated to the Food Bank of Central Louisiana can provide 5 meals to families in need. And in 2009, they distributed over 5.7 million pounds of food. And Jane, I can just imagine that since 2009, since you have last updated, that that has grown immensely.
It hovers between 5.5 and 6 million pounds each year.
Wow.
And that, you know, we're looking to increase that. We'd like to, one of our goals is to get us to the point where we're distributing 8.5 million pounds a year.
Wow.
And so that's pretty ambitious, but we're working to be able to increase our service, and because there's parts of Central Louisiana that we're touching, but it's not enough for me. We really want to make sure that the people in our outlying parishes have the same access to food pantries and to emergency food assistance that people in Rapides Parish have.
And this is what people really don't know about you, Jane, because you're such a quiet, soft-spoken spirit, but that you are so passionate about making sure, you said that's ambitious, but making sure that the Food Bank of Central Louisiana has more than enough so that you can touch other people. And there are just not very many people that come to the food bank that are really ever turned away.
Right. If they meet the income qualifications, chances are we're going to serve them no matter where they're from.
Absolutely.
And then we're going to refer them to a food pantry that's in their community. Because a lot of times people come to the food bank and they may be just coming to town and they've ridden with someone who has a doctor's appointment in town, or they've come with someone who's shopping and they see the food bank, they don't really know much about it, and they come in because they need help. Or they may have heard about it from a church member, but they still don't know the process.
Right.
And so, you know, our team at the food bank, and we have a wonderful, wonderful team.
You absolutely do.
You know, they talk them through the process, and, you know, the application process is very simple and straightforward. But the beauty of it is that no matter where someone is in the state, if they go to their food bank or to a food pantry in their community, the application is uniform. It's the same all across the state.
Right.
And so collectively, we've made that a priority that we want, you know, all five food banks are working to make sure that that access issue is covered through all 64 parishes.
And to make sure that it's easy.
Yes, it needs to be easy. It doesn't need to be as complicated as a food stamp application.
And I was going to say that, and it seems, and I don't have any statistics that bear this out, but it seems that more people are moving away from trying to get food stamps and moving toward the food bank.
Well, I don't have statistics on that either. The last time we did some research, and we're getting ready to do our research project again, about half of the people that we serve receive food stamps.
Wow.
You know, statewide, that number's a bit higher, but in Central Louisiana, about half of the people that we're serving are receiving food stamps. And some of our other food banks have taken on projects where they're actually trying to help people through the application process. Nationwide, that's a big trend for food banks, that they're helping them work through that because it is so complicated. We've applied for some grants to get some funding to do that, but as yet, until we can fund the project, we can't really take that on because it actually involves a contract with the state, because you have to have mobile access and do it online and then upload those applications.
Right.
But the food banks that are doing it in Baton Rouge and New Orleans actually are very successful, and they have helped a great many people actually sign up for those programs, and their application approval rates are actually higher than some of the state offices that are in their area. So that's a good thing.
Right, right. And so what are you hoping for in the next days and weeks with all of the things that the food bank has going on that the community can do to be the difference maker?
Well, the first thing is to share whatever you have, whether that's food, time, or financial resources. You know, it all adds up, and we certainly need volunteers to work in the garden, to work in the warehouse.
And tell people about the garden. The garden is beautiful, and there used to be a time when we were growing up that people had gardens. And you see a few people, I see a few people in our community that have gardens, but you guys have an amazing garden.
We do have a really neat garden. It's a demonstration garden. It's located just beside the food bank. And it's really just that. It's there to show people that they can grow food in small spaces. If they have something, you know, a larger space, you can do it in different ways. We're trying to show a variety of crops that can be grown here.
I saw some big old cabbages last month.
Yes, we had a quite a harvest of cabbage, and
they were
beautiful. Had collard greens. You know, lots of good stuff.
Uh-huh.
And so now, of course, we're planting for spring.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what we're planting?
Well, my garden director told me yesterday he had planted green beans, and he planted squash. We have some tomatoes in the ground already, and we'll be planting more of those. Bell peppers, of course, are really popular, and okra is always good.
And for listen at that thunder, would you? And for people who are not familiar, a lot of that's going to out into those boxes.
Oh, absolutely! Everything from the garden goes to either in our client boxes or it goes to the soup kitchens. Say if we harvest on Saturday and we're not distributing food boxes on Saturday.
Right.
That harvest may end up at the Manna House. Or if we're over at the garden on Y Street and we've distributed to the families in the neighborhood and we have excess, then we're going to drive down to Salvation Army and give it to them.
Wow, amazing. Let me get a quick break here. It's 8:25, everybody. You're on point. And when we come back, we're going to tell you how you can, again, go on Facebook and help the food bank and some other opportunities that you can help as well. Stay with us. We're back after this. Your health comes first, and Amerigroup is your first choice. Amerigroup is proud to serve the Bayou Health Program enrollees in Louisiana. Amerigroup is a managed care organization and will help you arrange for you and your family to continue getting the Medicaid and LACHIP benefits you need to stay healthy. Amerigroup offers these benefits through the Louisiana Bayou Health Program. At Amerigroup, the health plans have been helping families like yours across the country since 1996. For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart, it's still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Rayhide Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Painted Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah.
You were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof. What's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay. I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin.
Because this is what I hear when you talk. Can I get a binky for baby Brown Brown?
Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Open your mind to a fresh new world of taste at McDonald's. Introducing the spectacular new Premium McWrap, a dazzling fusion of tender, crispy, or grilled chicken and fresh veggies, all wrapped up in three phenomenal flavors: chicken and bacon, chicken and ranch, and sweet chili chicken. It's an astonishing, tasty experience that will pull you in again and again. The irresistible Premium McWrap, a whole new way to love McDonald's. Participate in McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. It's 8:30. Today is Thursday, April the 11th, and this segment is sponsored by your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf, down in Bunkie, and he's serving Avoyelles Parish. For any and all insurance needs and concerns, here's the number, 318-346-6695. Also, Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Ray Hyde, they remove your doubts with state-of-the-art technology.
You are listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Smart talk for smart people.
Hey, this morning we're talking to the executive director of the Food Bank of Central Louisiana, Jane Wright-Velez. And Jane, you have been everywhere really stumping for the food bank. We could look up on television and see you on any given day, and you're so passionate about and radio and just everywhere trying to get this message out. And during the break, we had a call and people are really, I think, trying to figure out how to help. And a lot of people want to help. And so we just kind of have to encourage people that with their access that they can help.
Absolutely. Because, you know, hunger is not an issue that's going to be solved overnight, or, you know, whether we'll ever truly end hunger is, you know, questionable in my mind, because people are hungry every day and it's ongoing. And, you know, scripture tells us the hungry, you know, the poor will always be with you. And so, you know, in our efforts to alleviate hunger, you know, it takes every one of us. It takes the people who are just cleaning out their cabinet, or the store owners, you know, the big corporations who are sharing things that would otherwise be dumped. It takes all of us. It takes volunteers coming to the food bank and faithfully packing boxes, backpacks, you know, any number of things. And when we were looking at strategic planning, and we had a conversation the other day about how many packages we actually put together each month at the food bank, in addition to what happens at the food pantries.
Do you even know?
It's right at 9,400 packages a month.
Wow.
Plus, you know, out of the sites in the parishes, food pantries are packing boxes as well and bags.
Right.
So I mean, it's just thinking, okay, we've got to have this kind of schedule to keep up with this debate.
But I don't think that people really, you really can't understand what that looks like, Jane, if you've never seen it. That is a lot of boxes.
It is. I mean, if you think about 9,400 of what you guys help distribute each month, that's a lot of boxes, a lot of food.
And just what we take to St. Paul Lutheran and to the area that we cover from Rapides on into Mansoura, it seems like a bunch, but that's nothing compared to all of the boxes that you have. And I'd be remiss if I didn't shout out St. Paul Lutheran and the incredible team, Pastor Ronald Gallerson, and the team that they have put together to serve that community. First Lady Linda Gallerson and all of the team that work so hard to get those boxes to people. I mean, it warms our heart.
It does. I mean, you know, we have, you know, such a wonderful team in our volunteers at all these churches that are working to help the needy families in their communities. I mean, and they're so faithful to do it every month without fail. They're really committed to this. And again, it takes all of us. It takes those dear volunteers, people donating the food, and then, you know, people that maybe don't have the time to volunteer, but they can write a check.
Yep.
Because we've got to keep the trucks rolling and we've got to keep the lights on. You know, although, you know, 99% of this food is donated, but it takes money to move it.
Absolutely. And that's what people really don't understand. And so you've got some things coming up in May, the mail delivery where people can have another opportunity to give.
Right. The National Association of Letter Carriers Food Drive, Stamp Out Hunger, will again be Saturday, May 11th. It's always the second Saturday in May. And at least as long as we have Saturday mail delivery, it'll be on the second Saturday in May.
I heard there. I think they're keeping it.
Well, let's hope so. But the way you can participate in this is to put any non-perishable food items that you want to donate to the food bank out by your mailbox on that morning, and the letter carriers will pick it up, and then they're going to come by the food bank that afternoon. And it's an easy way to donate. We'll probably have postcards or bags will come in the mail to remind everybody the week of the drive.
Mm-hmm.
But if, like I said, just remember, you know, this is, and it's a nationwide drive. It's incredible. You know, over 70 million pounds are collected on that one day.
70 million pounds. And then that's distributed throughout.
Right. The same process happens all across the country. So if somebody's in Florida and they donate to their food, that food goes to their food bank. If they're in Washington State, I mean, everywhere, it's the same model
right.
happens. And, you know, and of course, in bigger markets, the food banks will take the trucks to the post office and they'll unload them there. Ours, typically, we set up bins in the parking lot, and as the mail trucks come in, we unload them right in the bins and then go from there.
And you need people and resources to do that as well.
Oh, volunteers always.
And so let me remind people that the food bank needs your vote, and this is how you do it. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is hoping that the public can help them click their way to a grant from Walmart by voting for them in the Fighting Hunger Together initiative. It's a national campaign where money is awarded to programs that get the most votes for their innovative and effective programs that helps alleviate child hunger. And here's what you can do. You can just go to www.facebook.com/Walmart, and you can vote once per day. And this is going to be a huge, huge initiative. So we're asking that you go to Facebook. They're going to split like $3 million in funding coming from Walmart. And that's a huge chunk of change for the food banks.
That would be awesome for us to win, you know, our portion of that. And, you know, it, quite frankly, any grant that we get, we consider it awesome. Because, it takes everything that we can find to keep going.
Mm-hmm.
One grant that I haven't talked about before, when we're part of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Challenge grant that was awarded in this area. And so the funding actually has shown up, and so we're going to be implementing that.
Wow.
And one thing is that we'll be able to start a brand new kids cafe in Winfield, which we've never
Amazing.
Had. And so we're excited about that.
Uh-huh. And when are we expecting to get that up and going?
Well, we hope to open the first part of May.
Wow.
So that.
And tell people who may not be familiar with the kids cafe what that's going to do for the kids in that community, community of Winfield.
Kids Cafe is typically an after-school program where we try to locate in low-income neighborhoods so the children could walk to the facility that we use. And the children, when they get there, we have a snack, and then we have an hour of tutoring time, and then they have a hot meal before they go home.
Wow.
And so we really have, you know, we've been working for a long time to try to get something going in Winfield. We have a mobile pantry delivery there once a month where we, you know, serve seniors and needy families at the farmer's market. But this is exciting because it's a good and bad thing. The center that we're using was actually built with stimulus money.
Okay.
But then the organization that was going to run a program there didn't have the operating dollars, and so the center has never been used. It's a brand new center. It's located beside a housing complex. And so the children that live in the housing complex obviously can walk to the center there, but it's just, you know, it's just sitting empty right now.
Wow.
So we're going to be able to put it to good use. The second part of the Blue Cross grant is that we're going to be getting a true mobile pantry truck.
Really?
Yes. And the idea behind the truck is that, you know, it's actually a converted beer truck. So It's got all the bays. So we're able to separate the food and have easy access on the sides to it. But we want to convert it so that we can actually do nutrition classes and things in the front part of the truck and then have the food to distribute from the back. So
wow.
That's our other project.
Every time we talk to you, there's always something amazing going on at the food bank. And it goes so far beyond what we just see at the warehouse. It's spreading out into communities. It's being the change that we want to see nutritionally. It's also helping people to understand. And then, you know, it even goes further with the organic garden and helping people to adapt a healthy eating lifestyle.
Right. And really, you know, there's so many lessons, you know, mentioning the garden, there's so many lessons that you learn from having a garden and growing your own food.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, our long-term goal with that is that hopefully people will be more vested in that food that they grow and that they'll make better choices because they've grown it themselves. You know, if you grow those green beans or those tomatoes or things, you're going to want to taste that because you're proud, you actually did it, you know, because I know when I grow it, it was like, wow, look at that.
Yeah.
You know, we're having tomatoes.
I know. And it just gives you a sense of purpose and a sense of goodness and wellness. And it takes us back to that time that we've really forgotten, that time where people would go pluck up things out of their garden and give to their neighbors tomatoes and okra and whatever they had, and they would share that.
Exactly. And, you know, it also builds, you know, if you can do that, it builds self-confidence, it builds self-esteem, and, you know, even leads toward, in some ways, self-sufficiency, because if you can do that, you can do other things.
That's right.
And it takes, you know, one person at a time, but, you know, gradually, you know, you're talking about being the change. You can see change that way.
Absolutely. And when we teach people how to fish instead of giving them a fish they can always eat. Jane Wright-Velez is the executive director of the Food Bank of Central Louisiana. We're asking you to be the change that you want to see. And here's the number you can phone for more information. It's 318-445-2773. They're open from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday. Jane, thank you so much for all of the work that you do. And thank you for being the change that you want to see.
Thank you, and thanks for having me again.
Absolutely. You're on point, everybody. It's 8:41. We're going to take a quick break. Stay with us. We're back after this.
Your hair out trying to find the perfect bed. The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and why wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered? At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Cinelaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
It's time for your annual checkup for your finances, that is. Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union is once again offering free financial checkups. Visit either of their Alexandria branches or their Pineville branch during the month of April to sit down with one of their money doctors to review your financial situation and your free credit report.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with the heart. The heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Visit heartcu.org for more information and to find out how you can become a member today. That's Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union, where it pays to be a member. Call 619-1900. That's 619-1900. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums. Enjoy annual festival fun. Recreate at our golf courses and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avals Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Open your mind to a fresh new world of taste at McDonald's. Introducing the spectacular new Premium McWrap, a dazzling fusion of tender, crispy, or grilled chicken and fresh veggies, all wrapped up in three phenomenal flavors: chicken and bacon, chicken and ranch, and sweet chili chicken. It's an astonishing, tasty experience that will pull you in again and again. The irresistible Premium McWrap, a whole new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, as part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator, was created to assist small, emerging, minority, and women-owned businesses to become competitive and successful. Here are some of the businesses that they've helped.
My name is Al Turner, owner and CEO of the fastest-growing construction company in Central Louisiana. Diversity in Action has definitely provided me and my business with the additional boost of confidence to truly live up to our motto of satisfying expectations by being more than just a builder.
My name is Eric Reed, and I am the owner and operator of LPT Photography. If you are someone like me who had an idea and a dream and just an aspiration to own and operate your own business, please, by all means, I encourage you to go by and visit the Central Louisiana Business Incubator.
Diversity in Action is a free service for small businesses as a part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator. For more information, call 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107.
Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-A-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union with a heart dedicated to excellence. Also, the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism, Stay and Play, and Avoyelles Parish, Walker Automotive Group. They were founded in 1919, serving Central Louisiana and Alexandria. The mission is to achieve a level of customer service that exceeds all customer expectations. Also, Southern Heritage Bank, an independently owned community bank with 9 locations serving you. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Darlene St. Romain and her team down in Bunkie. The number is 318-346-2540. And in Opelousas, it's 337-942-9939. And also McDonald's of Alexandria. You know, as we talk about people and things, and we talk about Darlene St. Romain, Darlene, if you're listening, DC and I have decided to call you an event planner. You and your team come up with some of the most amazing events, and you carry them off so well. And I say that this morning because one of the other things that I thought about this morning as we were starting our morning and starting our day was gratitude. And sometimes you can be grateful, and you can never say to people that you're grateful for who they are, what they do, and what they just simply bring to your life and to the lives of others. And Darlene and her team at Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, Darlene and her husband, Maurice St. Romain, and just her entire team, Team OPT, DC and I are grateful for the work that you do and the fact that you are always trying to be the change. And you don't just talk about it, you are about it. And so today, if you're thinking, you know, there are some people in my life that I'm grateful for, or some people in the community that I am grateful for the services, for the things that they do, for just them being who they are, that you're grateful. I think that that's something that we shouldn't wait until times get hard or bad to share that sense of gratitude with others. Sometimes it can simply bless people to know that their efforts are not in vain and that somebody somewhere appreciates it. Not that they need that or they desire that or they want that, but it's just a good thing to do. And as I was thinking about gratitude, I was thinking about my mother, and Mother's Day is approaching. And so much has happened in our family, and I know even in your families. And people are going through a lot. And you know, it's not until times get hard or something catastrophic happens that we say to the people in our lives that are so very important to us that I appreciate you. And not just at Mother's Day, but every day I try to tell my mother how much I appreciate her and her goodness and the things that she brings to my life. And yesterday it was funny because when we got home, we didn't exercise on yesterday. It ended up being beautiful. We thought it was going to rain. And I said, probably like every other woman who's listening, I just don't know how I'm going to keep up with this housework, keeping my house clean. And my mother is so meticulous and always has been. And so yesterday I took some time to clean some things. I just said, you know, sometimes, you know, when you get to that point where you just can't go any further with yourself and with your house. And so I lifted the top up on my stove and I started cleaning it, and I had to call my mother and I said, I got to make you laugh. I said, you will not believe what I'm doing. I'm cleaning underneath my stove. And she thought that was funny because those are things that she has instilled in me to clean and to do. And sometimes I think you rebel against that as young people. I don't know about you, but on Saturdays at our house, it was dedicated to housework and chores. And as I became a woman and an adult with my own house, I said, I did that for a little while, but I said, you know what? I don't have to do that anymore. I want to spend my Saturdays on the fishing pond or doing whatever it is that I want to do with my family. And I say all that to just say that for those people that have made an impartation into your life, you just have to show a sense of gratitude. Don't wait until something bad happens to say, I love you and I appreciate you, and your spirit brings light and it brings joy to my life. You know, say those things while people are able to receive them, able to appreciate them, and able to understand. And gratitude is something that when we learn to really express it and we learn to teach it to our children, it really has that reciprocity. It really gives back. And so not only do we as adults need to be grateful, but we've got to start teaching our kids about gratitude. And I hope that you receive that this morning. Before we've got to go, though, I've got to remind you that the American Cancer Society is having their Relay for Life. It is helping the community fight back against cancer. It's happening on tomorrow at the Holy Savior Menards High School, and the event works to ensure that cancer patients are provided essential programs and services. And in 2012, the dollars that were raised by Relay for Life, the events made a difference for over 22,000 people diagnosed with cancer in Louisiana. The American Cancer Society provided over 9 services to Louisiana patients from donated dollars, including 1,000 in women. 1,000 women in Louisiana were provided with beauty tools and tips to minimize the appearance of related side effects of chemotherapy and radiation. A woman attending a session receives a free cosmetic kit valued at $250 in our Look Good, Feel Better program. 365 women in Louisiana received support from a trained breast cancer survivor in their Reach to Recovery program, and numerous cancer patients have received over 39,000 free tips to cancer treatment on their Road to Recovery program. And so we just want to remind you about that. And it's all about gratitude. You never know. We want to thank you guys so much, as always, for spending what we consider the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. We love you so much. God loves you even more than that. Love yourself. And don't forget to be the change that you want to see. Remember, change starts with you, and it starts with me. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and a safe, safe Thursday. And God willing, we'll see you right back here on Friday for, you know, Real Women, Real Talk. Been On Point Talk with Carlette.